Joy Zimmerman is known for compelling vocals, inventive songwriting, and engaging performances. Her music is shaped by diverse musical taste, violin lessons starting before kindergarten, and plenty of soulful moments. Joy's lyrics reflect a deep understanding of human experience, having met few genres she didn't embrace. Joy's music is eclectic and chock full of vocal and instrumental versatility. Joy has 5 albums of original music, 2 recorded and co-produced with Jimmy Dykes in Kansas City at Weight & Measure Sound Lab, and 3 recorded in Nashville at Azalea Studios. Joy's songwriting awards include American Songwriter Lyric Contest Honorable Mention and 5 Walnut Valley Festival New Song Showcase wins. And if you'd like to learn more about Joy, make sure you visit kccaferadio.com. A very interesting conversation between Kathy Forsty and Joy Zimmerman there. And now we welcome live to KC Cafe Radio and Gusto Coffee Shop, Joy Zimmerman on kccaferadio.com.
All right. Thank you so much, John and Kathy, for inviting me tonight to be here at Gusto Coffee. And it was a special privilege tonight to share the stage with Steve Sterner and Ron and Mark of Steve Sterner and Sundown. So glad to be here tonight for the annual Christmas concert. So wanted to start off with the first Christmas song that I ever wrote. I was trying to think about what I would want to write about, and I decided that I would start with those essential gifts, which are ones that we don't buy, but are the most important gifts in our lives, like love and peace and hope. So this is my song, The Gift of Light. In this holy season, may you pause to remember all the gifts you have received. The ones that you were given long before your birth, and those that you receive each day. Remember all the gifts you have received, the ones that you were given long before your birth, and those that you receive each day on earth. May you know the gift of love along the way. May you share the gift of peace this day. Thanks so much. All right, so next up is a song. I guess it's probably the second song that I wrote for the holidays. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and she had been traveling all over the country around the holidays and was noting that in the Northeast, folks decorate, she found, as a general rule, more simply. And so they have more spare decorations. And she said oftentimes there's just one simple wreath that's there. And I thought about, you know, if we really stripped down all the trappings, not that the lights and the trees and everything aren't wonderful, but there's an essential gift that we celebrate. So this is my song, One Simple Wreath.
Mm-hmm.
One simple wreath, one simple candle, one simple hope. This Christmas time, one simple prayer, one gift of love, born for us that holy night, born for us that holy night. In the stillness we invite, this holy birth, may we pray a simple prayer for peace upon the earth. One simple wreath, one simple candle, one simple hope. This Christmas time, one simple prayer, one gift of love, born for us that holy night, born for us that holy night. When all is calm and all is bright, may we resolve to live and compassion we've been freely given. One simple wreath, one simple candle, one simple hope. This Christmas time, one simple prayer, of love, born for us that holy night. One simple wreath, one simple candle, one simple hope. This Christmas time, one simple prayer, one gift of love, born for us that holy night, born for us that holy night, born for us that holy night. Thank you. All right, now for something entirely different, and it goes with a confession. I don't know about you, but for years I have gotten the most beautiful cards from distant cousins, and they're so beautiful that, you know, it's just true perfection. And in my all too human moments, I think, wow, why is it so easy for them? Their hair is perfectly coiffed. You know, everybody, you know, they have this whole letter that goes along with the photo and, you know, honors and, you know, huge accomplishments. And so I confess that sometimes I get the Christmas card blues. So I wrote this song. It's sort of cathartic for me. It's December 8th. At least I think that's the date, in the midst of the cheer and the fun. But my cookies have burned and the weather has turned. Now my next test is close at hand. You see, my mailbox is full and I'm feeling the pull of the holiday cards that await. I get the Christmas card blues just hearing your news, a mix of delight and charades. In those matching sweaters, your lives could not be better. My insecurity takes the stage. With your fancy advances in your dog and honors classes, I'm sinking right into a stew.
I know your meals are all square, you all have perfect hair, your days are all sunny and everyone's funny, your kids master flashcards, architecture, Creole and chess, each athletic feat will live on. Oh, Christmas cards, those Christmas cards, why do I take it so hard? Here we have dust balls and fur balls and athlete's foot. We are cranky and tired with lousy attitudes. We love junk food and baked goods when we're up to no good. I'd exaggerate and try to brag if I could, but I am cynical and too aware of our flaws, especially on those who come with four paws. I got the Christmas card blues just hearing your news, a mix of delight and charades. And those matching sweaters, your lives could not be better. My insecurity on parade with your fancy advances and your dog in honors classes. I'm sinking right into my stew. Glory, all those Christmas cards. Glory, all stuck in my craw. Perfections, siren song. In truth, our blessings run deep, far, and wide. We have such a wonderful life. Please keep your cards coming, despite my shortcomings. My own cards soon will fly. So be of good cheer, good tidings are here. Just don't take it personally. So be of good cheer, good tidings are here. Just don't take it personally. All those Christmas cards.
I may be the only one, but that's a cathartic song for me. I think John mentioned that I grew up playing the violin, so yes, I started Suzuki lessons when I was, I think, 5, so right before I started kindergarten. So I'm going to share a little bit of that today. So green sleeves, right? So some of our most treasured Christmas songs are really, really old, right? So I think, I was looking this up, so green sleeves, they say perhaps it was even the late 1500s. So, and I think then they added Christmas words to it, in maybe the late 1600s. So these are ancient, ancient tunes that we have celebrated and enjoyed for years. So I took green sleeves, and then just actually today, you guys are guinea pigs, I added sort of a little jig to it at the end. So we'll see how that goes. This is kind of hot off the press.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks, as always, to KC Cafe Radio. What a support they provide to songwriters. It's just amazing, the support and publicity that we get. So thank you so much for that. So for many of us, this is the most wonderful time of the year, but not always. I think Steve alluded to the fact that lots of things go on in our world and in our own personal lives that we carry with us to the holidays. And sometimes there's a lot of pressure to be merry and bright, and we don't always feel it completely. And some of us have lost someone dear to us. This time of year, I end up doing a lot of services of remembrance at different places, and just thought I would share this song. This song is called As I Light This Candle, and it's kind of acknowledging that those who have gone before us are still with us, and we carry their spirit with us. As I light this candle, your light shines on in my life, in my heart, in my soul. As I light this candle, your light shines on in my life, in my heart, in my soul, in my bones. In my darkest night, I will bring your light. While I miss you here, I will bring your light. I will bring your light. When peace is far from me, I will bring your light. As I light this candle, your light burns on in my life, in my heart, in my soul. As I light this candle, your light burns on in my life, in my heart, in my soul, in my bones. When I remember you, I will bring your light. When I feel alone, I will bring your light. When struggles all around, I will bring your light. When sadness overflows, I will bring your light. As I light this candle, your light burns on in my life, in my heart, in my soul. As I light this candle, your light burns on in my life, in my heart, in my soul, in my bones. I remember you, I will bring your light. All right, thank you. I heard someone say recently, if you are, if your heart is really heavy at the holidays, add a ritual, so maybe it's lighting a candle for someone. What I like about playing an instrument like the violin is that sometimes, you know, when you separate the lyrics from the melody, you get to really appreciate these really ancient melodies. So the first one is from the 17th century. It's a French tune, Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella. You'll all recognize that. Then 16th century, the Coventry Carol is English, and then Carol of the Bells is Ukrainian. So we're going to travel around the world with a little violin medley. Thank you. All right, it's high time that all of you sang as well. So Steve and Ron and Mark already sang this, but since it is such a great song, we are going to do it again and give you another chance to sing it. I think this may be the most beloved Christmas song ever. And I don't know if you know the story behind Silent Night. The story goes that it was Christmas Eve, 1818, in a small Austrian village, and the pastor, Joseph Moore, was kind of in a bind because their church had flooded, and so the organ was not functional, and he needed to have some music for that evening's service. And so he went to go find his friend Franz Gruber, who was an organist and a school teacher and choir master, and he remembered that he had composed like a very simple tune on the guitar. And so they worked together in the next couple hours and came up with Silent Night. And I think it's interesting that I think for a long time, almost a century, they debated whether people thought that it couldn't have been those two that wrote the song. They thought, you know, it had to be Haydn or Beethoven or Mozart. And it wasn't until later that they found a handwritten version of it. So maybe you know that story, but anyway, so they got credit for this masterpiece. So let's sing it again together.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep.
You guys sound fabulous. There's some nice harmony going there. Awesome. All right, so next up is something, again, entirely different. Eclectic seems to be sort of my middle name. So here we stand at this juncture in the year. We have one foot in 2017 and the next in 2018. And so some of us will make resolutions. Sometimes I try to reframe those and think about what gifts am I going to give myself, which would be those resolutions. So I was thinking that I was going to devote more time in the new year to songwriting and, of course, exercising more, right, and eating better, which leads me to the next song, which is super autobiographical. So I suppose I was looking in the mirror or something and reflecting on getting older, which is not the easiest thing, right? Because there are all kinds of changes that you note as it goes along. You know you're going to get older, but then things happen and you're like, wow, really? So it was at one of those moments, and I suppose I was looking in the mirror and I thought, this line came to me, I wish you'd met me when my stomach was flat. So that became the start of this song. So anyway, I hope you find some humor in it at my expense. Thank you.
you'd met me when my stomach was flat, my hair was all brown and my eyes were intact. I wish you knew me when I ran like the wind. Hard to imagine, I know, with the shape I am in. I wish you knew me, fewer veins, fewer scars. My skin was more taut, face it, I was more hot. I wish you knew me when my bod was first rate. Now I really try hard not to clean my plate. But I wouldn't be so wise without lifelines around my eyes. Oh, I know what I know, and I treasure you so. Came with less baggage. What I offer you now is plenty of saggage. But I wouldn't be so wise without lifelines around these eyes. Oh, I know what I know, and I treasure you so. Not to mention all the extra masses and all the extra gases. But I wouldn't be so wise without lifelines around these eyes. Oh, I know what I know, and I treasure you so. Me and my expanding thighs. I know what I know, and I treasure you so. Wish you'd met me when the world was brand new. We would have conquered it all. Now we're in sensible shoes. Guess it's all heading south, but I'm your wrinkle in time. And maybe, just maybe, maybe, baby, we're hitting our prime. Thank you so much. When people enjoy that, I feel like I'm less alone. So anyway, so perhaps that resonates with someone else. I don't know, but that's my tune about getting older. And it ends well, because we are entering our prime. We're all in our prime, right? We benefit from all those years before us. One of my favorite stories about that song is, you know, my mom has heard that a bunch of times by now. But I think she saw the lyrics written out, and she said, she thought the expanding thighs, she thought I was saying Asian eyes. Me and my Asian eyes, I was like, Mom, you're my mom. I think you would know that I'm not saying. Anyway, it's kind of funny. So anyway, but it is expanding thighs. Yes, it is. Okay. All right, so another song about light. And I think it sort of applies to looking ahead to the new year as well. So about 7 years ago, I had a brain hemorrhage, and as with most life-threatening situations, you take stock of where you are in your life and how you want to move forward. And so the first song I wrote is this song after I was, I hadn't really recovered yet, but I picked up my guitar and I thought, well, how do I want to live going forward after this life-changing experience? And so So I pictured this whole string of lights, you know, that stretching way behind me and in front of me, and they were all those moments sort of my life. And so this song is called Lights Along the Way. And it's also kind of a celebration of the fact that, you know, all we really know that we have is this particular moment. And so to enjoy that to the fullest. So this is called Lights Along the Way. All we have is this moment in time. We know this for certain in our lives. Only one brief, beautiful moment in time. What is it speaking to you? gently on the earth. I wanna be proud of these moments, strong together, like the lights along the way.
Thank you so much. Thanks again to Casey Cafe Radio for having us tonight, be part of this Christmas concert. Thanks to John and to Kathy. And how about if we close it down here with a couple of sing-along tunes? So I'm going to need your help on this, of course. So since we had a fantastic rendition of Jingle Bells, let's just go ahead and start with Deck the Halls.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la.
All right, everybody. I am always a cheerleader for people to sing. I think when you sing, all your cells buzz, right? You know, and you just feel more alive. And people used to sing together a lot more than they do now, right? Almost every living room had a piano, and people would sing together. And so I encourage you, as often as you can, especially in this season where there's so many great songs, that you all sing together. So, all right, so we're going to close it down again with We Wish You a Merry Christmas. So thanks again to Steve Sterner and Sundown and Kathy and John and to all of you for listening. And we wish you all a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you and all of your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Christmas, Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks so much.